Russian President Vladimir Putin today delivered his annual State of the Nation address before a joint session of the country's parliament. During his 50-minute speech, Putin made no mention of Iraq or Russia's fierce opposition to the war that ousted Saddam Hussein. As NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow, Putin's silence on the issue seemed carefully calculated to minimize friction with the United States and to advance Russia's economic interests.
Putin's speech centered around domestic bread-and-butter issues, like his drive to double the size of Russia's economy within a decade.
Рассчитываю на поддержку и солидарность всех граждан России. Свои силы в успех нашей страны. Спасибо.
Reflecting Putin's focus on domestic issues, he relegated foreign policy to the last part of his speech. Some commentators were surprised that he did not mention Iraq. Dr. Alexander Shumilin of the Russian Center for Middle East Conflict Studies says Putin's silence was illuminating.
I think this was a very well-calculated move. Russia is trying to iron out all of the sharp differences over Iraq. There's an understanding that Iraq should not be the dividing issue between Moscow and Washington that it once was.
That doesn't mean that there aren't still important differences. Russia's foreign ministry says it wants changes to a new UN Security Council draft resolution on Iraq being sponsored by the U.S. and Britain. But influential lawmaker Konstantin Kosachev, head of the Foreign Relations Committee of Russia's parliament, is optimistic.
If we will be able to make amendments, some corrections to this draft resolution before the 30th of June, I am sure that it will be absolutely possible for Russia to give support for that resolution.
Russia says its main aim is to ensure that the new government in Baghdad represents the will of the Iraqi people. But most analysts here see other motives. Russia's keen to see a new Iraqi government which will take into account its economic interests in Iraq. Russia had billions of dollars in oil development contracts with Saddam Hussein's government, contracts which became dead letters with the fall of Saddam. Political analyst Alexander Shumilin calls economic interests the driving force behind Russia's Iraq policy.
Over the last year, under the temporary Iraqi administration, people who had a negative attitude toward Russia dominated. The question of who will be in the new government will be very important for Russia in order to guarantee the contracts of Russian oil companies in Iraq.
Shumilin says Moscow is looking for a signal that the new Iraqi government will not try to punish Russia for its perceived collaboration with Saddam, and is willing to give it a piece of the new Iraqi economic pie. He says in that case, the Kremlin will likely be pragmatic over the wording of the new UN resolution on Iraq. President Putin might not have mentioned Iraq by name today, but he did say that in the future, Russia would increasingly use its diplomatic strength to advance the country's business interests abroad. Viktor Kremenyuk of the USA-Canada Institute sees that as a significant break with the ideologically driven past.
There are no traditions in the Russian foreign policy to coordinate what the government does abroad with the private businesses and the private interests. But now is the high time to think about that.
Analysts here say that if Russia is able to successfully use diplomacy to advance its business interests in Iraq, that could serve as an important indicator as to how the Kremlin intends to conduct its foreign policy in the future. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.